نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله Allah Ta'ala has gathered us allowed us to pray Salah in the Masjid with Jamaat made us Muslims and Alhamdulillah He has allowed us to gather today right now to inshallah learn a little bit about how to become better Muslims become closer to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and inshallah also fulfill his command in sending Salat and Salam, Durood Sharif on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam collectively together. So doing an act of piety and good together as a congregation has its own blessings as well. MashaAllah, through your sincerity, inshallah, everyone's deeds will be accepted, inshallah. Ta'ala. So it's very, alhamdulillah, we're very lucky. And just to, although Shaykh is on travels today, Mawlana Habib is on travels, we're just here so that we don't cut off our, mashallah, I'm sure your brothers are attending regularly. So this, mashallah, connection that you have, this bond with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing should ever weaken in any shape or form. I think, subhanAllah, the story comes to mind, and it's simply just as a reminder. Otherwise, what Allah Ta'ala in the Qur'an al-Kareem, and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his explanation and the words that Allah Ta'ala has made him and commanded him to say, is hadith. That is sufficient for us, black and white. We don't need to go anywhere else. But sometimes, encouragement comes when you see case studies of, mashallah, things coming into fruition. So for that, I'll mention the khalifas of the Ottoman Empire. He, mashallah, had a very good habit, a very good routine, I should say. We're talking about consistency here. And as you all will be very well aware, whenever we recite Durood Sharif upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is, if it's near my grave, then I respond directly. Otherwise, there are angels sayyahuna fil ard, whose job is to convey, carry your salam and present it to me, and then I respond, and the name of you and your father is taken in my presence. So this is established from hadith. There's no doubt about this, and many, many are hadith to the effect. So this Khalifa, the name escapes my mind at the moment, he had a good routine. And one day, he, for some reason or another, he had missed out on his usual amount of Durood Sharif with the Prophet ﷺ. So somebody saw a dream in which he was asked, in which the Prophet ﷺ had commanded him that go and ask him that, you know, why he forgot or something to the needest effect. So this man went to the king's court, knocked on the door of the Khalifa, and somebody said that, why are you here? He said that I've got a very, very important message. So eventually, with his insistence, he was allowed into the court, and the Khalifa asked him, you know, what's the matter? Why do you come? And he said that I've come with a message, a peygham, from none other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This made the Khalifa freeze, stopped, and his face went blank, and he said, "What happened?" So he straight away shook him a little bit. So he asked him, "What's happened?" And he said that in my dream last night, the Prophet ﷺ said that you always, you know, send something, and you didn't pass, you didn't give my salams, you didn't connect yourself last night. Okay, there was no salam dua, as we say in Urdu. Okay, so the king was shocked, and to say the least, and then he asked the minister to go to the treasury and bring out 1,000 gold coins in a bag and give it to this person. So he came and he gave it to that person. The person said, I'm in no need of this. But he said, no, please repeat to me again what you heard. So the person said that the Prophet ﷺ asked me to say, he said, stop right there. Ask for another 1,000 coins to come and be given to him. And this happened over and over again. He was just in just such mesmerization and shock. Eventually that person said, after being given all those coins, that the Prophet ﷺ told me to come and take this from you, give you this message. He did not ask me to take any money, so I'm going to return this back to you as well. That must have been some wali of Allah who brought the message as well, that he had this reaction. But this is just a small example in history that's been documented, and there are similar examples to today. So many that I could talk about as well, that we should be very, very clear about our deen. There shouldn't be any doubts regarding our deen. Every element of our deen, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهُ الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. Very clear. We know what our ideals are. We know what our principles are. We know what's right, what's halal, what's haram. We know the haqq. We know the truth. We, alhamdulillah, have been blessed to be, many of us born in the fold of Islam, and then alhamdulillah we are blessed that Allah Ta'ala has given us the ulama of haqq, who the Prophet ﷺ said, the haqq is those who follow my way and the way of my sahaba. So whoever you see, forget the labels, whoever measures according to the criteria of his Allah Ta'ala's Rasul and his companions, that is the haqq. Okay, so if somebody comes around and starts to say, I'm not going to say names in the masjid, but there are people today, famous names, who are big scholars on social media, and they say that where Allah Ta'ala talks about angels, for example, it's not referring to angels, it's referring to electrons and electric matter. Okay, you get such sort of interpretations. So this has no basis, no founding. And Allah and the Prophet ﷺ spoke with the Malaika, he spoke with Jibreel alayhi salam, Mika'il and these. So the deen is what Allah's Rasul and his Sahaba understood the deen to be from Allah Ta'ala in the Quran and Sunnah. So alhamdulillah, we should have yaqeen. So the Prophet ﷺ has clearly said, those who recite Durood Sharif upon me, then their Durood is conveyed to me, I hear it, I respond to it, and mashallah, they get the mercy. 10 mercies from Allah come upon them, 10 ranks are raised for them in Jannah, 10 sins are forgiven, and they are blessed with the nearness of the Prophet ﷺ, his intercession, inshaAllah, on the Day of Judgment. Incredible blessings, okay? And many more. Ulama mentioned 40, 60, 70. You can read their books and look at all the blessings that are there. So this is why it's very important that we, one part of our, as well as other parts of our deen, one important integral part is we gain those blessings that we've been blessed with by sending abundant Durood Sharif on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't have to be a hafiz of Quran, you don't have to have wudu. Okay, shaitan sometimes says to you, be in wudu and be in the masjid, but this is his way of procrastinating and making you do other things that are not so beneficial. Anywhere you are, wherever you are, you say Durood Sharif. And look at the du'as that we have in our deen, right? The du'a for entering the masjid, Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, Allahumma khulli dhunubi wa tahli abwaab rahmatik. Okay, that even when you're entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name is there. You finish your wudu, the du'a, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everywhere in the adhan where Allah's name is mentioned, you have ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, straight away ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. To these two things are connected. The La ilaha illallah, once you've established, if you want to make illallah Allah happy, then Muhammadur Rasulullah is the only way that you get to that. So connect yourself with Muhammadur Rasulullah. And so these gatherings, I always remind the brothers as well, because sometimes shaitan puts thoughts in our minds, that these gatherings are so important because they remind us again of that duty to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Durood Sharif, of course, absolutely integral, and also loving the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Durood Sharif also has this effect too. And connecting ourselves with the sunnah and trying to live our life and tweak our life, adjust our life, improve our life by measuring how much it's in accordance with the sunnah. That means this week, how much more closer am I to the sunnah than I was last week? Okay, so this is the way. So khair, the focus of the moment is just on Durood Sharif. Inshallah, we'll just recite one hadith so that we can understand its virtue and get the barakah of reciting a hadith. Then inshallah, we will recite the 40 narrations of Durood Sharif from the Prophet ﷺ together, and thereafter do you dhikr as well? Inshallah, so we'll do a very, very short, concise dhikr. I have a class to go to as well, inshallah, so we'll just inshallah try and cover everything. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability and guide us all to the path which pleases Him the most, inshallah. So the hadith starts here, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن أولى الناس بيوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that indeed the closest person to me on the Day of Judgment is he who invokes blessings upon me most abundantly. Okay, so this is that virtue. And another hadith mentions the closest being those who have the best akhlaq and character. So if your akhlaq is nabawi and your tongue is moist with the dhikr and the Durood Sharif, then subhanAllah, you will attain the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very easy prescription. Allama Sakhawi rahimullah narrates in Qawlul Badi' from Ad-Dallul Munazzim that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he amongst you who invokes blessings upon me abundantly shall be closest to me on the Day of Judgment. So the same meaning in another hadith. In a hadith of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, it is narrated that at every stage on the Day of Judgment, the closest person to the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall be the one who invokes blessings upon him abundantly. So interestingly here, every stage of the hereafter. It has also been narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, invoke blessings upon me abundantly, for you shall be first question regarding me in the grave. Another hadith it is narrated, invoke blessings upon me shall be a light on the day of judgment in the darkness of the bridge. Whoever wishes for his deeds to be weighed in a very large scale should invoke blessings upon me abundantly. A hadith on the authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu states that the person most protected from the horrors of the Day of Judgment and the various stages therein will be the person who invokes the most blessings upon the Noble Prophet in this life. We know the three questions when we're in the grave. Man Rabbuk Ma Deenuk. So Allah Ta'ala's mention is there. What's your deen? Islam. The third is Man Hadha Rajul. Who is the man that we sent to you? So even there, to pass the grave test, the first questions that come, the Prophet ﷺ's mention is there. So those who mentioned the Rasulullah ﷺ, who lived by the way of Rasulullah ﷺ, and he was deeply embedded in his heart, then at that time they will not stutter when that question is asked. In Zadu Sa'id, it is narrated on the authority of Sina Anas radiallahu anhu that the Noble Prophet ﷺ said, whoever invokes blessings upon me abundantly shall be in the shade of the throne. Allama Sakhawi rahimullah narrates a hadith of the Noble Prophet ﷺ, wherein three people are promised the shade of Allah's throne on the Day of Judgment, the day when there shall be no shade except for His shade. The first is the person who alleviates the difficulty of a person in distress. The second is he who revives the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The third is the person who invokes blessings upon the Noble Prophet ﷺ abundantly. In another hadith, Allama Sakhawi rahimullah narrates on the authority of Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu that the Prophet ﷺ said, beautify your gatherings by invoking blessings, for invoking blessings upon me shall be a light for you on the Day of Judgment. Allama Sakhawi rahimullah narrates from Kutubul Qulub that invoking abundance means at least 300 times. When we talk about what is abundance, how can you define abundance? It means at least 300 times. Respected Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahimullah would instruct his disciples to invoke blessings at least 300 times, as we shall mention in chapter 3 under the third hadith. Under the above mentioned hadith, Allama Sakhawi also writes that Ibn Hibban rahimullah states in his Sahih that this hadith clearly proves that the closest to the Prophet ﷺ on the Day of Judgment will be the hadith scholars, because they invoke the most blessings. Those involved in the study of hadith, they're constantly reciting Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those listening are reciting sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they are, mashallah, saying his words and they're constantly sending the roots. So they are very lucky in that regard. And the scholars of hadith don't just recite one or two hadith and sit back, but they recite thousands, you know, hundreds daily, sometimes even in the thousands as well. So yeah, we see just today's message, inshallah, brothers, that we can take is that we know when we have a long journey involving sometime in a train, some walking, luggage carrying, then going to an airport, and then landing at a new place and trying to arrange transport and our luggage. We know how difficult it is when there's so many different stages of the journey. And that's just to help us conceptualize, but the journey of the hereafter is very long. For those who Allah Ta'ala, if you look at all the stages, so many things to come. The grave is the first thing that comes in the barzakh. And how long that will be, longer for the wretched and wicked people, and shorter for the pious ones. And then there will be the resurrection, and then there will be going to Mahshar, the plane of resurrection, and then there will be this long waiting for Hisab to begin. The accountability hasn't even started yet. And the shade, and in that heat, only a certain select few people will get the shade of Allah's throne. And then there's Hisab to be done, then there's crossing of Sirat, then there's other stations as well. And then a person finally, it's not just death in Jannah, except those lucky people that perhaps maybe die as a shaheed or have some certain virtues. Those who recite Ayatul Kursi after every Fard Salah, there's some certain people that are promised Jannah. However, it is a long journey. And so we see one of the best companions we'll have in that journey, if we imagine somebody who just comes and gives us a VIP all the way through, that will be our connection with the Prophet ﷺ by means of being adherent to Sunnah and reciting abundant Durood Sharif. So this is why it's so highly stressed that this is a gate key to literally all goodness and khair. And here we've just spoken about the journey of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be reciting in abundance and allow us to be punctual with that as well. And this number 300 here at the end, this is a message for us to, like I started with the story at the beginning of the Khalifa, that you have your fixed amount. That doesn't matter what happens, I'm not going to miss this amount. Mufti Shafi rahimullah was one of the grand teachers of, maybe even the head teacher of Darul Umat in his time. And he wrote to a sheikh that, sheikh, it's the exam season and there's all these students of knowledge, not, you know, what we think students of, not just general, any ordinary students, but students of deen, students of of specializing in deen, and such a great responsibility. So he said that in examining their assessment papers and giving them final marks and looking after and managing the whole process, it takes a lot of energy and effort. Sometimes I'm not able to complete my daily target of dhikr. So what should I do? So a Shaykh wrote back that, have you forgotten to eat on any of these days? Or have you forgotten to use the toilet, miss breakfast? So he said that if these things are not being missed, this is more important than that. If this is essential to you, then you won't miss it. And we see this. You know, sometimes you read this, you're like, subhanAllah. But today even, somebody has his daily workout and he doesn't miss his day without his walk or his exercise. Doesn't matter where he is, he'll always make sure he gets it in. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the same zawq and shawq for his deen and for our dhikr as well, inshaAllah. Inshallah, we'll recite Durood Sharif now and then conclude with a short dhikr at the end. And if somebody has any questions, we can answer at the end as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So it's just that point today, that every durood that we're reciting and that we recite in our lives, it is going to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam clearly. So we should have our heart there as well, that each one is going there as well, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صلي على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صلي على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صلي علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي 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 التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات والصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله بركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمد عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد وأن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام على النبي أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على 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 رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر. سبحان الله الحمد لله. اللهم اغفر.